Well, good evening and welcome to the Rockland Podcast for Monday, October 30th, 2006. My name is Jason and we're online at www.rockland.com. That's www.rockland.com. And a special welcome to those of you that are joining us for the first time tonight. I know we've got some new links coming through the search engine, so we're starting to get more traffic the last week or so. And we expect to have plenty of new listeners with us tonight for the first time, so welcome. And if it is your first time listening, the format of the program, you can refresh on, or you can introduce yourself to the program rather, by listening to our very first broadcast, which is we have everything archived on our website. If you go to our website, rockland.com, rockland.com, and click on the podcast link over on the right hand side, each week going back to our very first broadcast is on that page, and you can listen to the first broadcast and any other broadcast. In fact, we've got a summary of each program, so if there's something that looks interesting to you, you can listen to it on demand at any time. But what we do, in addition to discussing things on the program, we also invite our listeners to contact us to to email us questions, or to instant messages questions. We've got our instant message ID on our website as well. To ask us any questions you may have, and it doesn't have to be about a Rockland purchase. If you haven't bought from us before, or if you don't plan on buying us from the future, you're just listening to the program because you came across it in a podcast directory. If you've got any technology-related questions, something that you might want to have answered on the air, send us an email, give us an instant message, and we may address that. And we're going to have some Q&A later on in this program as well. But before we get to that, last week I had mentioned that we've got a new website coming out, and that's going to be the first part of our program today. We're going to talk about that. As you know, we've got the Rockland.com website. That's our company website, and we offer a wide array of products for sale on that website, including Wi-Fi equipment, cellular SIM cards, older networking equipment, cables, software, CD-ROM drives, DVD writers, on occasion digital cameras, all sorts of great products you can get on our website. And our website is also built on a certain technological foundation, and it's got its links set up a certain way, and it's ingrained in the search engine a certain way. But the major part of our business these days is wireless networking equipment, from cars to antennas to routers, all sorts of wireless networking equipment. And we wanted to create a site that would not only feature these products for customers, so the entire site will be devoted to wireless networking equipment, but we also wanted to build it on a new foundation, a new infrastructure, entirely new technology, to take advantage of some wonderful new things that are available in e-commerce now that weren't available, 5 years ago when we created the Rockland.com site. Now, our main site, Rockland.com, we update it and we add new features to it, and it is a modern site, by all means, but we've got some new technology that would require a complete revamp of the Rockland.com site. It would change all the URLs, and to be honest, if you know about search engine technology, you know how dangerous it can be if you mess with the URLs of your product pages and how your site works. You can get completely knocked out of search engines and whatnot. And so we made a business decision that we weren't just gonna revamp the Rockland.com website. It's gonna continue to be online. We're gonna have all of our products on it just like normal, but we're gonna have a second website now called FireWiFi.com. That's F-I-R-E, Fire, Wi-Fi, W-I-F-I.com, all one word, FireWiFi.com. And this site is going to be completely devoted to wireless networking equipment. And in addition to having products and things of that nature, we're going to be doing a lot of comparison testing, having the results up there. But I think the most wonderful thing about this technology is just, this wonderful thing about this new website is the technology that it's built on. It's going to allow us to do a lot of new things. It's going to make the checkout process a little bit simpler. It's going to, really make your buying experience a lot easier. Your buying experience is still going to be, very easy on Rockland.com, but when you go to the FireWiFi.com website, you're only going to see wireless network equipment there. So it's going to be a little bit easier for you to navigate. Right now, if you go to rockland.com, we've got everything broken down by category. But if you search on generic terms, you may come across other products that aren't part of what you were looking for. So we've got FireWiFi.com rolling out. It's going to be entirely devoted to wireless networking equipment, and it's basically going to be a supplementary site of the main Rockland.com website. And a lot of companies do this. You know, larger companies, they've got different specialty products. They'll make a website devoted specifically to that. So we've got this, and it should be launching sometime next week. We don't have an exact launch date right now, and the reason is because it seems, as is always the case with technology, we're just working out some kinks. We don't quite know when they're going to be done, but it should be ready to go live next week. And when it is ready to go, we'll of course cover that on the on next week's podcast, and we'll also have some information about that on our own website. Another great reason to check out FireWiFi.com is from time to time we will have specials or new products that we just don't have on the main Rockland.com website. So there'll also be a newsletter there, so you can sign up to get a newsletter. And what we want to do with a newsletter is something a little bit different than what a lot of other websites do. We're not just going to bombard you with weekly sales. You know, we were going to definitely give you information about lower prices and new items and things of that nature. But much like we do with the podcast, we also want to provide you with information about the products, information about new technologies, and that's going to be in the newsletter as well. So that's the main thing we've got on tap for next week. And also, if you listen to the broadcast last week, you know that we've got a pre-release copy of the Windows Vista operating system that's coming to us. It should be here sometime this week. And when we get that, we're going to be setting that up on a test laptop. And most of all the wireless hardware that we sell, and also some of the other hardware that we sell, we're going to test it out on Windows Vista and see how it works. Because we want to let you know ahead of time if hardware that you've already purchased from us or hardware that you plan on purchasing from us is going to be compatible with Windows Vista. So if you're considering making an upgrade, you know that operating system is being released for businesses in November and for consumers sometime early in 2007. So this way you can be informed ahead of time. You'll know what hardware is going to work, and if something doesn't work, then you know that you may need to shop for alternate hardware. It's not going to be guesswork. You're not going to have to wonder if hardware you already have or hardware that you want to buy is going to work. So make sure to tune into our broadcast. It should be next week. We should have this information ready next week. I'm providing that the Windows Vista pre-release gets here on time, and also providing that we don't run into trouble setting it up. We will be upgrading from an XP laptop, and it's obviously we've never done this before in terms of upgrading to Vista, so there may be some snags that we run into, but hopefully not. So we should have that ready to go as well on next week's broadcast, too. The third thing I'd like to get into, and the final thing I want to cover before going into tonight's question and answer segment, is shipping times for the holidays. You know, it's just time. It's about to become that time of year. I don't want to be one of those people that's, Halloween's over, we're not going to rush into holiday sales and things of that nature. But when you buy online, it is a good idea, if you're buying for the holidays, to shop a little bit earlier than you might in a store. You know, in a store, you can go out on December 15th or December 19th, even the 21st, and buy something. You can even go out the 24th. Obviously, when you're buying online, you've got to account for processing and shipping times. You know that your order is not going to arrive the same day you place it, obviously, and probably not the next day or even the second day if you choose standard ground shipping. But other things can get in the way, too. If you ordered a week ahead of time, there could be a problem with something on back order or something being shipped to the wrong address, being misrouted by UPS. We've had cases every holiday where at least one customer, there's a shipping carrier error. So what we advise customers is to try not to wait until the middle part of December. You know, when UPS makes a routing error and a package gets misrouted, it adds about, sometimes depending upon where it was misrouted to, it can add anywhere from 2 to 4 days to the shipping transit time. So if you order the product in November and there's some sort of snag like that, you're still going to get it in time. But if you order it on December 16th or 17th, you're cutting it close. But, you know, when it comes down to that, at Rockland, we try to ship items out the same or next business day after orders are placed. If you place an order at noon on a Tuesday, we definitely work to get it out by Wednesday. As our policy on our website shows, in rare occasions it may not be shipped until the second business day, but most always it's the next business day. And on some occasions, if you get the order placed in the morning, we're even able to ship it out the very same business day. And we don't charge an additional fee for this like some other websites do. You may have gone to some websites and they want to charge you $5 or $6 just to promise that your order will go out within one business day. Otherwise, you can expect a 2 to 3 business day wait. We don't do that. When your order comes in, it's very valuable to us, and we work just as hard to process your order and complete that end of the transaction as we do to get your business in the first place. So we work hard to get your order out the same day or the next day after it's placed. But like I said, in rare cases, especially this time of year when the order transactions are up, you know, we've got extra people working here to cover the additional demand, but sometimes we hit snags ourselves. You know, we're only human. Somebody calls in sick, and we don't get that order out the same or next business day, and it doesn't go out till that second business day. And the reason that I'm telling you this is because I'm a big believer in buyer-seller communication. You know, to me, you know, I've been to some websites before and I buy something and I ask them questions and they don't answer me, or if they do answer me, it's a snappy answer like I should have known better than to contact them. And I don't see the point in that. I believe that, you know, the selling company and the buyer, they ought to be able to have open communication and fast communication, fast responses to questions. And so what I'm encouraging you to do is, if you're in a crunch for time, if you need something by a specific date, but you don't want to spend the high cost of next day or second day shipping, if you send us an email and say, listen, I placed my order right now, I'm going to place an order today, can you please advise me when it will ship? What we can do is, we know the day you place your order. We know what our order load is like. So we can respond to you very quickly and say, listen, today we're doing very well. We've had a lot of orders, but we're handling them very well, and we can get your order shipped out this very same business day. Or we'll tell you, we'll definitely get it shipped out by tomorrow. And if it's one of those rare times when things just aren't going right and we've had some employees call in, we'll be honest with you and say, listen, I'm very sorry, we really want your business, but if you buy from us today, your order will probably not be shipped for 2 business days. So we want to communicate with you and be upfront with you about that. And if you're worried about a transaction not getting to you in time for a birthday or for Christmas or something of that nature, just send us a quick email. Go to the contact us page on our website and ask us, and we'll give you an honest answer about when your product will go up. I will go out. But again, in general, generally the same or next business day after an order is placed. And keep in mind, folks, that weekends aren't business days, and I know we sometimes have a tendency to forget that, but our company, our shipping department is closed over the weekends. Our customer service department will respond to questions over the weekends. But if you place an order on a Friday night, it's not actually processed until Monday. Okay, we don't have people that are in here working to process and package orders on the weekend. So it's not actually processed till Monday when you place the order on a Friday night. And sometimes if we have a big amount of orders, a large amount of orders placed over the weekend, a big backlog of orders, we don't always get an order that's placed Sunday night shipped out Monday. So again, just contact us if you want a definitive answer when that's going out. Well, that's enough of that. Just wanted to cover that because we do feel that the holidays are a very important time, and we need to be very upfront about when things are going to be shipped out so we can make absolutely sure that you receive them when you need them, you know, in time for the holidays. So on to our question and answer segment. The first question that we have to answer today is one that I don't get asked too often, but I bet a lot of people wonder, and it's just not one of those questions that you probably take the effort to ask. But the question is, can I get a warranty beyond 30 days for a product I purchased from your company? And if you haven't bought from us before, or if you have but you haven't checked out a return policy, you know that we're one of the very few companies in the industry that offers a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee on the products that we sell. Just about all companies I've seen in the technology sector, they offer what's called a limited DOA guarantee. DOA, dead on arrival. It's usually 3 days, sometimes it's 7. In very rare cases, I'll see a 14-day DOA guarantee, but usually it's 3 to 7. And that basically means if you order something and it works, you can't return it. You bought it. It's, you know, buyer beware. You bought the product. If it works, it doesn't matter if you bought the wrong thing or it's not compatible with your computer, you're stuck with it. That's what a DOA guarantee is. And usually companies will try to make it as narrow a window as possible so that if you get the product on a Monday but you don't open the package till Tuesday, and then you call technical support on Wednesday and Thursday, and you email the sales company on Friday and say, listen, I bought this, but it doesn't work, then come back and say, hey, I'm sorry, we only offered a 3-day DOA guarantee. The item was delivered on Monday, and since you didn't contact us by Thursday, you're not allowed to return it. So then you're stuck with a defective product. Well, look, I'm a consumer of electronic equipment, and I believe that my business, you know, our business here at Rockland, we ought to treat people the same way that I would expect to be treated in a transaction. So we don't buy into any of this 3-day, you know, 5-day, 7-day, some companies even offer a 24-hour DOA guarantee. What we do is we offer a full 30-day guarantee, so that gives you ample time to test the product to make sure it works to your satisfaction. If there are any issues, it gives you a chance to work that out with technical support at the manufacturer or, of course, with us. And you can always contact us too, and if you need an extension on that because you're traveling or whatever, it's really not a problem. And it's also a satisfaction guarantee. So if you get the product and it works, you can still return it. A lot of companies, if you get it and it works, since it's not defective, you can't return it. But we don't want people to have products that they don't want or that they can't use. So if you buy something and you buy a wireless card and you get a brand new laptop a day later from a friend for your birthday and it has wireless built in and you just don't need the wireless card anymore, you can send it back to us and we'll exchange it for something else or we'll give you a refund. And the only thing to note there is that shipping charges aren't refundable. And they're not refundable. And the reason is because we don't get that money back. When we ship something through UPS, UPS gets the money. So, you know, we don't make a profit on the shipping. We're not making money. That money's just gone to UPS. We don't get it back, so we can't refund that. But we can refund your full purchase price. We don't charge a restocking fee on top of that like some companies do. But we do have to limit the amount of time. Some people, in fact, we had an inquiry this week that was asking us why we didn't offer a 6-month or a 1-year satisfaction guarantee. And the reason, folks, is because a lot of the equipment that we carry is equipment that's subject to, you know, problems from outside factors. For example, if you purchase a cell phone from us, if it works for 30 days after you receive it, there's no problem with a cell phone. But phones can be impacted over 6 months or over a year by other factors, such as exposure to moisture or extended use. If you use a piece of equipment for a long time, it may start to operate in a way that's not desired. So there's no telling what can happen to technology over time. And we sell equipment, and we sell it at much lower prices than stores like Best Buy or Circuit City, much lower prices than the new stuff that comes with warranty. And so there's a trade-off there. If you need something that comes with like a 1-year or a 2-year or a 5-year, you know, extended warranty, you can go to a store, or you might even be able to buy it through us if we have it, but you can get a brand new product that comes with a factory warranty. And you're going to pay for it. And the reason that you pay for it is because it's a service that's provided. You know, why do new products bought in retail stores oftentimes cost more than new products bought online? Well, oftentimes the products bought online, you're not eligible for the factory warranty. But the stores, you are eligible. And there's a cost involved for the manufacturers to warrant a product. And they build that into the retail price. And if a company doesn't have to honor a manufacturer's warranty, obviously they can sell it for less money. So most of the products we sell, they don't have a manufacturer's warranty. And the reason is because manufacturers are very picky about what makes a warranty valid. For example, like Linksys or D-Link products, in order for a product to qualify for a warranty, you must buy it at a very select number of retailers. And D-Link and Linksys, they'll tell you exactly who you buy it from. If you buy it from a store that's not in that list, technically the warranty is never valid. And, you know, just a word of caution. When you're going around to some of these smaller websites or eBay sellers and they advertise a manufacturer's warranty, be a little bit wary about that. Unless it's a very big company, most likely the manufacturer does not consider them one of the companies that would make the warranty valid. So even though they may have bought it, like if I go to Best Buy and I buy something under warranty and then I list that on eBay, that doesn't mean you get the warranty. Warranties generally aren't transferable. So we really cannot afford to guarantee products for 6 months, you know, 6 months or a 1 year time period. But if they work for you for 30 days after arrival, that's a good product. There's nothing wrong with that product. If it works for 7 or 10 days and then it fails, there's something wrong with that product. And that's why we offer a 30-day guarantee, so you don't have to worry about losing out. We'll take it back, we'll replace it for you, or we'll issue you a refund. But can you get a warranty beyond that 30-day period? We do partner with SquareTrade through our eBay auctions, and they only cover our eBay auctions, folks. They don't cover the product that's bought on our website. But if you buy something through eBay, look for the SquareTrade warranty icon at the bottom of the auction, because you can purchase an extended warranty directly from SquareTrade that will cover that particular product. So you can buy it. There's increments are in terms of years, so you can buy a 1 year or longer warranty, and it might not be a bad idea on some of the more expensive equipment that we sell. You know, then you're covered, and then it's a completely valid warranty. You don't have to worry about the manufacturer not honoring it, because it's not a manufacturer's warranty. It's a warranty that you're purchasing directly from SquareTrade, and then SquareTrade, of course, will honor it. So that's how you would get a product warrantied for beyond 30 days. Unfortunately, like I said, just so no one gets the wrong idea, SquareTrade warranties do not cover product purchase on our website, nor will they cover product purchase through our new website that's coming out, firewifi.com. The second question that was asked was in regards to cell phone SIM cards. As you may know, if you've been on our website, we do sell cell phones, and we also sell cell phone SIM cards. And I get questions quite a bit about the SIM cards, and I think there's a little bit of confusion about what SIM cards are in general. So I'm going to take a few minutes to just explain what it is that we're selling and what you do with the product when you receive it. So if you're listening tonight and you don't have a cell phone or you don't need a SIM card from us and you're here to listen to technology about Wi-Fi or whatnot, you go ahead and we'll say goodnight to you, because you really don't need to listen, you know, further at this point. We're just going to talk about SIM cards. So if you're one of those folks, make sure to tune in next week for more information about Windows Vista compatibility, and of course our new website, firewifi.com. And for those folks that want to learn more about SIM cards, what they are is and I'm sure you know this if you own a cell phone, but it's that little card that you put inside your cell phone, and it's only if you have a GSM provider, which is Singular and T-Mobile, and AT&T Wireless, which is now a part of T-Mobile. If you have Sprint or Verizon, you don't use a SIM card, although Nextel customers do use SIM cards. But SIM cards are little data chips that you put inside your phone, and that's how the cellular towers know how to route a call. A call comes to a cell tower, the cell tower locates the SIM chip and sends a call to that phone. And all your account data is on that chip, in terms of, you know, if you could take it out of one phone and put it in another phone and continue to send and receive calls just like normal. So if a customer loses or damages their SIM card, let's say you lose your phone and you buy a new phone, now you need a new SIM card. And if you're a Singular customer, you can go to the Singular store. And if you're a T-Mobile customer, you can go to the T-Mobile store, and they will provide you with one. For, I think T-Mobile charges $20 and Singular charges $25. I'm not 100% sure. I could have that switched around. But it's at least $20 for both companies to get a brand new unused SIM card to have activated to your existing account. We sell Singular and T-Mobile SIM cards on our website for $6.99 for the T-Mobile and $7.99 for the Singular. And what you can do is you can purchase a SIM card, you take it into your nearest Singular or T-Mobile store, or call Singular or T-Mobile customer service, and they'll be able to activate that to your account free of charge. So you'll save about $12 or $13 there doing that. Now, there's also what are known as prepaid SIM cards, and this is where the confusion comes in a little bit. Prepaid SIM cards are actually the same exact SIM cards as the ones we sell. It's the same type of plastic, it's the same card, but they come bundled with an account, with an activation code, and a cell phone number, and cellular minutes, you know, minutes, account minutes. It's a kit, okay? So if you're looking for something prepaid, what you need is to find a prepaid kit. Or in a lot of companies advertise it as a prepaid SIM, even though that's technically inaccurate. It's not really a prepaid SIM. It's a SIM card that's included in a prepaid kit. So that's what you want to look for. What we're selling on our website are, they're not prepaid SIM cards. They can be used with prepaid accounts. So if you purchase a prepaid account and after 3 or 4 months you lose your SIM card, you can come and buy one of the SIM cards we sell and activate that to your account and continue using the same number and prepaid service. But when you buy a SIM card from us, it doesn't come with any minutes or a phone number because it's not a prepaid SIM card. So a lot of, you know, we've got some emails in the past where customers have been a little bit confused about that, and so that's the difference there. That's what the SIM cards are, and that's the difference between prepaid SIMs and regular SIM cards. So we've got the regular SIM cards for sale up on our website. And one final note about that is, if you're interested in buying a prepaid SIM package, if you go to Singular or T-Mobile and you buy one directly from them, usually, at least the last time I checked, they provide you with a free SIM card. So you don't actually have to buy one. So you can either buy a prepaid kit online that comes with a SIM card, or you can go there, you know, to the store, and they'll provide you with a SIM card. So you don't really need to purchase a SIM card from us if you just plan on activating new prepaid service. But if you're going to be activating new monthly service, or if you're going to be replacing a lost or damaged SIM card, that's when you'd want to purchase a SIM card from us. So that wraps up our question and answer segment tonight. That also wraps up our broadcast in general. We've gone a little bit longer than we normally do tonight. We had a lot of information to cover, and I really did want to answer the buyer's question about cell phone SIM cards, because we get a lot of people asking about that. So once again, I thank you for tuning in, and if you're a first-time listener, I hope you enjoy the broadcast, as I've invited people to do on the program before. In addition to emailing us or instant messaging us your questions about products and technology, if you have any recommendations, questions, our suggestions, criticisms for the broadcast itself, those are always welcome. I'm not a radio anchor. I've never done this before until I started the Rockland podcast back in September. So your suggestions and comments, and of course your praise also, is always welcome. So visit us online today, and thank you again for listening to our podcast, and we will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.